what went wrong for your side today, particularly in that first 30 minutes?
Well, when you concede a soft penalty very early on, you're leaving yourself a mountain to climb, Andy, especially at a place like Plymouth, who have got a very good home record. There is contact. I've asked Nicky Shorey. It's soft, though. He says, you know, there's no intent to foul him, but they're running alongside each other and there is contact, and over he's gone quite easily. They're the decisions that sometimes you get and sometimes you don't. But then after that, we haven't defended well enough for a spell in the first half, and credit to Plymouth, they've punished us.
Can you put your finger on why? Because it's pretty uncharacteristic of your side to defend like that.
Not away from home, it's not. And that's the disappointing thing for me. You know, the home form is promotion form, and obviously the away form is relegation form. So it's, you know, it's not the first time it's happened, and it's very disappointing that I thought we'd come through it a little bit. You know, the last away performance at Shrewsbury was a lot more solid, and we arguably deserved something out of the game. But today we didn't deserve anything because of the way we defended in the first half.
How much did you miss James Dunn today?
Well, you miss all your players that are, you know, that you played a lot of minutes for me. You know, they're mainstays of the team, Dunn and Robinson, who are both missing today, one through suspension, obviously one through injury. I found in the middle half of the pitch, we matched and it wasn't too much in it, if I'm honest. But the difference in both boxes was there for everybody to see.
No Johnny Earth in the squad today. He's obviously not could have filled that role. Was that selection or was that availability?
Availability. Johnny's got a personal issue at the moment, which I don't really want to go into too much more. He wasn't available for selection.
That's fair enough. And 4-1-4-1, was that just your view that was going to be the best to combat Plymouth?
Yeah, I felt the way that they played with the extra man in the middle of the park, we needed to match that. We felt we could get at them down the sides, which, watching the game back and just seeing a few bits and bobs there after, we did in a strange way. Once we got into those areas, then it was either the delivery or the finish, and we didn't manage to create enough clear-cut chances in the end. And when they have, they've punished us.
What do you say to a side like that when you've had a half like that at half-time?
Don't go under was the big message. Make sure that we show character, which, you know, I'm not trying to make excuses. You know, we weren't good enough today, simple as that. But second half, they didn't go under. They stuck at it. They worked hard. But we've got to do, you know, better on the road, without a shadow of a doubt.
And how do you turn it around, obviously, with a big away game coming up?
We've got a big game Wednesday. They, you know, I went to Coventry in the week, who beat Plymouth on Wednesday night. You know, they got beat by Worcester City at the weekend, and Coventry bounced back with a real fighting performance against Plymouth on Tuesday and win that game 2-0. And we've got to bounce straight back and make sure that we get ourselves into the hat for the next round of the Cup, no doubt about that.
And just finally, will it be easy to lift the morale after a game like this?
That's my job. That's what I have to do, Andy. That's part of the role. And yeah, no doubt about it. You know, there was problems today, without a shadow of a doubt. They caused us problems, and we've got to make sure that doesn't happen again. And yeah, I've got to lift the players for Wednesday.